We're going to have to use the microphones because we need to record this, obviously. So, are we ready? Well, good morning, everybody. This is the Cross-Committee Working Group on Internet Governance face-to-face working session at ICANN 54 in Dublin. We haven't got that many people in the room at the moment. Shall we have a quick roll call? Renate, please.
In the Adobe room, we have Bill Drake, Juanito, Laramie Tech, and MB.
Thank you. And in the room, we have Matthew Shears, Peter Dengate-Thrush, Mary Uduma, Lynn Centamore, Nigel Hickson, Judith Hellerstein, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc.
Renate de Wolf, staff.
Alex Dans.
And there we are. So you. So today's agenda is first about our preparation for IGF in Brazil, and we're going to be discussing the preparation for our workshop that we have on the transition of INS stewardship. And after that, we'll be discussing ICANN's activities, broader ICANN's activities as they support and relate to the IGF. And finally, planning the work group for its activities between Dublin and Marrakesh, quite a few months, and we need to forecast what we're going to do, and rather than trying to do things very quickly at the very last minute, be prepared. Should we add any other business, any additions or amendments to the agenda? Renate, I'm not in the room yet, so I will be in a second. Is there anybody online wishing to make any amendments?
No.
Thank you. So let's start then with the IGF in Brazil. As you know, we are pairing in collaboration with ICANN a workshop on the process by which the transition of the INS stewardship has taken place, or should I say will or should take place. Of course, the forecast at the time when we proposed the workshop was that all of that would have been all done, package posted, and NTIA been very pleased with the result. We're not quite at that level yet, and we're there. We're getting there. As you know, there is part of the proposal of the INS stewardship transition is directly linked with work that is taking place in the cross-community working group on accountability, and that work is still going on. So, I guess a couple of things we need to do is to first look at the people that we have found as being confirmed, as being able to speak in the workshop, and to then decide on how we wish to conduct this, because there, I'm sure we will be asked to perhaps provide some insight as to what's happening in the accountability working group as well. Our previous dry run, as one could say, that took place at the ITU was very much focused on the INS stewardship itself and said, well, the accountability was just this additional box that came in. We might be asked questions on this. Furthermore, I know there is another workshop on INS stewardship transition that is coordinated. I think, is it Milton? Milton Mueller is coordinating it. I think they're focusing a lot more on the actual transition itself and discussion of the transition itself. Question being, should we then refer anybody who wants to discuss that to the other workshop? And, you know, that could be a good idea. Or and should we also ask that other workshop organizers to send anybody who is interested in the process itself over to our workshop? Anyway, I said a few introductory remarks. I open the floor for discussion. Nigel, I'm going to call upon you to let us know who the people are. What is the lineup now that we have as confirmed? I don't know whether you have those details ready, but I open the floor generally to everyone.
Yes, thank you very much, Nigel Hicks, and I can start. Well, I mean, I suppose first of all to confirm that workshops on day three from 11 to 12:30 on so day three is the 12th November. Using because there's a day zero as well, so day zero is the Monday. But this is three. We've had confirmations from I think nearly everyone on the on the list that we originally formed. So Marilyn Cade, Chris Dane, Olivia Crippen-Leblanc, Mark Cavell, Patrick Falstam, Mac, Bill Drake moderating, and Greenberg. We're still getting a few more confirmations, but we'll have a final list too, and we'll circulate that to the working group.
Thank you very much, Nigel, for this. Now, a question on that. So Olivier speaking. A question on this. The workshop format was a case of question, because we had been told that the IGF was insisting on roundtable format, but we weren't quite sure as to what we were going to get at the end. Has there been any clarification of this? And what is meant by roundtable format? Is it a table like the one that we're having here, or is it something that's a bit different? Because obviously, I guess the major component of our workshop is to get the interactivity with all of the participants. The setup that was in place at the ITU was one which was more of a classroom style. I felt it worked well because the moderation was very good. So you did have much interactivity between the audience, but I mean the participants and the people who were on stage. But then again, if it's a large round table, maybe that helps. Maybe if it's too large, it might not help. So, and we probably don't have a choice into what format we wish to have. Has there been any information on this, Nigel?
Thank you, Nigel Hickson. No, not to my knowledge. I mean, we were told, I understand from what I recall, that I mean, the rooms are all very similar, so I mean that doesn't necessarily help. But I mean, what I can do, if you want, you know, we can take an action on behalf of the group to talk to the IGF Secretariat about what the group would want. There might be some flexibility. I mean, as I recall, normally they're classroom style. But
thank you. Now, with regards to the setup, so the moderation, etc. I wish Bill was here because we could speak. Bill Drake actually has his hand up, so let's see if we can hear from him. Bill, you have the floor. Okay, Bill, I've just been told that there is no audio for remote participants, so I'm afraid you're going to have to write your intervention in the chat, and we'll read it to the record, or pop over here, say what you need to say, and then you're the meeting. I hope you're not too far in the conference center. It's helpful, okay? In the meantime, whilst you jog down or jot down your intervention, open the floor for anyone else who wishes to intervene. Okay, so unfortunately, it takes a while. It's a round table. It's an unknown thing, says Bill. I'll be running another as well. It's just a question of having an agreed set of questions. Not an unknown thing. Okay. All right. So, set of questions. The questions we had at the ITU, if I recall correctly, were pretty straightforward in basically asking what the process was in each one of the operational communities and how they integrated this with their community and talked about it and so on. And where the process was going for them. I'm not sure we really need to do so much work on this. I don't think there's really very, in my view, if we ran the workshop in a similar way, I don't think it would do too badly. I think it's informative. Perhaps we do have to now try and see, now that we're further down the line, how we explain the delays and the fact that there are so many different components up in the air and so many question marks as to where we're going. And I guess with the UN meeting just a few weeks later, we obviously have to show all the positives that we have. But we might need to also add a bit more on the accountability thread, bearing in mind that there is such a lot of discussion at various levels, including GAC. I'm not sure whether there was that much discussion in the GAC on the transition. I haven't followed that. So, Lynn.
Thank you, Olivier. Lynn Sainamore. I think we need to be careful about not slipping into talking about the transition itself. This forum in particular was supposed to highlight the communities and the processes, and actually use this as an opportunity to show how a multi-stakeholder process on a global level can work. And it was just such a great kind of work example. And one of the things we're doing in the ICG is adding a little bit more text up front, talk about the basic premise behind how we arrived at the process we're working towards, which is the three communities. There are some people who clearly thought that we kind of fabricated three communities to make this process work, as opposed to three communities having been in place for policy and operations for, you know, very, very, very long time, and that they were the natural homes for this work. So maybe we can just make sure that we've actually got, and probably Bill's responsibility up front in the moderation, to just lay some of that out clearly. But by then, we will have an update from the ICG out of this meeting. So there should be some good material there. But I just want to make clear that, I mean, I thought we were to talk about the various processes that were used within the community and how we came to this rather unique process. And it was not the process that was initially suggested either. So, I mean, I just think we need to make sure we don't slip to talking about the transition and explaining deadlines and timelines. And
yeah, thank you for this, Lynn. Indeed, I have been asked whenever explaining the process to someone, one of the first questions was, well, but who decided these groups and who created these groups? Is it ICANN that created all of these groups? And that's, I guess, a matter of confusion for a lot of people. Lynn Geschers.
Thanks, Peter. Here, I want to say the same sort of thing as Lynn, I think, and expand on it a little bit. This should be presented in the light that it is, which is a multi-stakeholder success story. And so we've had a trial run that worked quite well, although I think we can improve on that, and we should be looking at how to polish that performance. There will be a wide range of understandings in the audience, so we need to make sure that we take the audience right through from complete ignorance about any of this stuff to those more sophisticated members who've been following the nuances. And so that probably leads to the question, will there be a paper? As I think there was quite a good paper prepared for the ITU session. We had a handout, I think. And if there isn't, we can probably, and I'm looking at staff, of course, again, with more work, but I'm sure it's pretty much a cut and paste of other things, Nigel, to sort of just explain. So that in that, as well as in the oral presentations, there can be answers to some of the obvious questions, you know, who are these groups, where do they come from, and various other ones. I thought that we wouldn't need to spend a lot of time on this because we basically did the trial run in, at the ITU meeting, and we've got the same kind of speakers, we've got the same kind of content. It should be a no-brainer.
Thank you very much, Peter. I think we're pretty much aligned on this. Maybe just a couple of things that we might wish to discuss briefly. One of the questions that has been asked is the overall openness of the process and the transparency, the inclusiveness of the process. I have heard some saying that the process is not inclusive enough. What kind of a response does one provide for this sort of accusation?
Peter here again. Can I answer that? That was exactly sure. The first point that was raised on from the floor last time by a gentleman who won't be named from the ITU who wanted to make that point. I think there was a very, very good answer from several people on the panel and from the floor. So if there's any need, just look at the transcript. But I think most of us could answer that pretty well on the fly. But that's the kind of thing we need to anticipate, I think, and have included in the paper. The other point I forgot to mention, of course, was that the co-facilitators will be there as part of that audience that I mentioned. And that's why I think we take the opportunity to explain and develop, you know, that this is a success story. This is how multi-stakeholderism works on really important issues to the community.
Okay, thank you. I just saw Nigel shake his head. I'm not quite sure what he was meaning.
Sorry, I'm shaking his head in. No, but I just unfortunately, I think, Peter, I mean, the co-facilitators are just going to be there for the day zero and day one. You're right, they are coming to the IGF, and it's very important that they are, because on day one there's the WSIS Plus 10 open session in the morning, and they're certainly...
Sorry, I thought I've got the timing mixed up. You're right.
Thanks. Not at all. And they're making an intervention during that meeting. So I think when we have our workshop, we'll be able to perhaps reflect on, you know, on that session as well. But I do agree just on the point of the inclusiveness. I mean, I think it's important to note that, and we certainly can prepare a paper, that ICANN were asked to facilitate facilitate the process. I mean, it's been the community that's taken the lead in terms of ensuring there's a spread of people. But indeed, it ought to be looked at because there might be some lessons to learn for future similar exercises.
Thank you for this, Nigel. Mary Oduma.
Thank you. Whenever we have this multi-stakeholder internal governance, IANA transition, or IANA stewardship transition at national level or at regional level, in my own environment, question has always been, what is the role of government in all this gamut of things? Why is government not playing any role? So probably that those that are coming from government and from my environment will be asking just that question. So we had tried to include government within the ICANN process as a multi-stakeholder, that the GSC is government. That's where government played roles. But I don't know whether it's totally correct and whether there are some fleshing up to be done in that response we normally give. So at African IGF, that was the overarching question that we received during the IGF in Addis Ababa. At the West African level, that was the overarching question that we received. So probably we'll think about that, that people ask that question. Thank you.
Thank you, Mary. What was the response that was provided at the time, and was it suitable, or did it fulfill the question that was asked?
Well, we tried to pinpoint that, point out that government is in the ICANN process, right? And that the numbering and the protocol, they are all part of, they are all business, and government is allowed to come, but the business people make their decision. But when it comes to ICANN, because there's a multi-stakeholder platform that the government is given a space in the GSC. So, but the second question was, do they take part in the process of policy making? So we said that they advise us, and the advices are taken into account by the board of ICANN. So I know that people from my environment will raise those questions if they are in the hall.
Thank you very. Thank you for this, Mary. Bill Drake in the chat emits concerns about the makeup of the group itself as being very Western Europe, which is a little bit. It will receive some criticism in the IGF. I'm not quite sure how to resolve this at this point in time. I do know that in the ITU we did have a bit of a mix, but. It's just the process, the way that it is. And of the people that have taken part, it has been very WEOG, they influenced. Lynn?
Can you just list who's on the panel again? Because I actually don't think it's been all that WEOG influenced, although I think that the panel probably isn't balanced. Can you just list them quickly again?
Nigel? Okay. And the second note from Bill was that there should be some people, or at least there should be a short summary of explaining things for people who are not aware of the ICANN processes. Again, I'm a little concerned about having this workshop being very ICANN-focused and ICANN-heavy, although we do know that the majority of the drama has taken place within our walls. So, Lynn.
I mean, given this is actually focused on the IANA stewardship transition work, there are some good slides. And I actually don't think it's as ICANN-focused as that. If you really focus on the process and the communities and how the work's been done and the ICG and the makeup of the ICG, I think it's much less WEOG, and certainly I don't think of it as an ICANN process. I think it really is a global multi-stakeholder process which allowed each one of the communities to drive their processes according to their own set of norms and values and processes, and it came together in this other process. So I mean, I think we can work with both of Bill's concerns to address them. And I can help him if he wants in terms of trying to identify some of the slides various pieces of the ICG reports have done to give the initial content. Obviously his choice what he uses or not, but I can highlight the slides.
Thanks, Lynn. That would be helpful. We obviously need a slide deck. I mean, it would be completely incomprehensible to anyone without slides and diagrams. So maybe we'll do it as an action item, if you don't mind looking at this. I have a few slides. Well, the originals, or we have the originals from the last slide deck and made up out of them. I guess Renate will probably have the help of whoever it was, I cannot remember her name, who redesigned the slides for us. There was one staff member that did the slides, because they're using a different system. It's not just a PowerPoint thing. So if, in case we need to make some amendments or put them together. Mary, you hadn't finished, so I'm coming back to you.
I think I had finished the other side, but the question raised in the chat. When I saw the list, I was saying, I thought of raising the issue of reaching out to Mohammed, whether he'll be available to be part of the panel. Mohammed
El-Bashir.
El-Bashir, yes.
Yeah, that's a good point. He just arrived. Ah, okay. Okay, let's then have it as an action item and reach out to Mohammed. Okay, let's move on because time is ticking. The next thing on our agenda, I think we're pretty much clear now on this. As Peter said, it's pretty much a no-brainer. So let's move on then. The activities of ICANN in as they relate to the IGF. Last year, there was a wiki page was set up with the listings of all the workshops that were somehow related to ICANN, either workshops organized by ICANN or also workshops that were organized by community members that were part of ICANN and that related somehow to ICANN topics. I think that we have a page now. Renate, do we have the page of workshops and the wiki page? That was actually built pretty quickly. So this was on the agenda because I thought maybe we needed to have a discussion on this or coordinate on this. But looking at all the workshops being listed, I'm not really sure we'd even need a discussion on this. I open the floor. So Olivia speaking again. So there's just one point, though, which I have made with every IGF, actually, and it's to do with the number of board members that will travel to the ICANN meet, to the meeting in Joao Pessoa, and whether they would be given then a sheet as to which workshops and so on to attend. Perhaps that would be a good thing to share that document with them, and I guess that's really up to them, and I'm not quite sure who decides on the board, and spread them into these workshops. It's important if there is any support to be had from the board for these sessions. It does make a difference when you see an ICANN board member that is present in the session. That's an action item. Can just share it. Nigel?
Yes, thank you, Nigel Hickson. Yes, there's a number of board members going. I think the total at the moment is six or seven going. And the idea is similar to what we've done at previous IGFs, that the board members would indeed, there'd be some discussion beforehand and discussion on site, perhaps at regular breakfast sessions, if you recall, we did that in somewhere. And the board members would indeed support the different sessions. Of course, there's the actual ICANN sessions themselves. There's the ICANN open session and the day zero session on the IANA stewardship transition. And of course, we also have Krista Spain as one of the our panel members. So indeed, he'll bring his expertise and knowledge of the process to our workshop. Thank you.
Thank you, Nigel. For this. And Bill, you have put in the chat, you do think that compiling and sharing a workshop list would be useful, and that has been done. I remember seeing it. So Peter Dengay-Thrush.
Yes, Peter here. Just I assume it's going to be there again, but they have very good software at the IGF, meeting planning software. And I'm sure if we look at that, you'll be able to load up a tell me all the ICANN meetings that are occurring today or this week, and link that to all your contacts. Put it in your own diary. So it's actually very good software. We can have a look at that. I don't know whether it's going to be available before the meeting starts, but once it does start, it's another tool that you can use to do just what that list will do.
Thanks for this, Peter. I wasn't aware of that software. So it runs on mobiles, or is it?
Yep.
It's a mobile app.
It's a very good mobile app of what's happening, what other, you know, including a whole lot of social media stuff. Who's going to be there? Who of your friends is going to be there? Which ones you should be at that they're at, and who's not there, and all the things that social media can now do for us.
I think I have tried it vaguely at some point in the past 365 days. Okay, that's fine. Anything else on this? Lynn Santamore.
Thank you, Olivier. I thought we had also talked about whether or not there were any messages members of this particular working group wanted to be carrying forward on ICANN's behalf as we anticipated in sessions and hallway sessions. You know, and I don't know if there'd been any work done on that or if, you know, there are things which, again, from an ICANN perspective and what ICANN does that we'd want to, you know, when I was with ISOC, we would actually say, here are, you know, three or four of the key points we actually want to take the opportunity to advance. And that's what, you know, was forming all of our kind of interactions and hallways and more formal. I think as this working group, if we could come up with a couple of those, that might be helpful as well.
Thank you, Lynn.
It's still too early and I can't think.
Thanks. Yeah, that could be useful. Sometimes it's called a song sheet. So should we have a song sheet? I think that it's quite likely the majority of questions asked of anybody who is known to be active in ICANN circles will probably be asked about INA stewardship transition and ICANN accountability. What song sheet can we have on that? Treacherous.
No, well, I think we can, the INA transition, I think we can do that because coming out of this meeting, I mean, Mary's on the ICG as well, coming out of this meeting, we expect to put a status update up and then the current draft of the transition. It obviously isn't complete and won't be complete until the CWG stewardship group says they're happy with the work of the accountability team, which obviously isn't done. But I think we'll actually have, you know, a small number of times speak quite factually to where we are. The accountability is a different question, but maybe we should an action item to try and pull together, you know, a set of talking points that we might all use to talk about the status of the accountability work as a almost as a separate item, because it, you know, it does have an impact on the ICG work, but it actually runs in parallel.
Thank you. Mary?
Mary Uduma again. I support what Lynn has said. Even my colleagues from AFTLD that are here in this process, some are still confused about, you know, what actually trying to do. And more especially when it comes to PTI and ICANN, is still a sore point that is not very, very clear. So probably when you're doing something, you'll be able to clearly state it so that anybody that will be part of it. That being said, I also want to ask whether is it only the board members that will be looking at to being there? Are there some other people that ICANN will sponsor to go there or going on their own and reaching out to them to also participate in so many of the workshop and groups?
Thank you, Mary. It's Olivia speaking. So I'm aware of, well, we've been made aware of the number of board members that are going there. I'm aware of a few other people that are going there as part of the special SONAC budget requests where they have been funded to have a workshop at IGF. I don't have off the top of my head how many of them there are, but I guess we'll see the usual group that is active in ICANN and in IGF and with many workshops from civil society being included. Now, making a list of these, I guess we can see the workshops that we have listed and that have been identified, and you'll see the number of people there. As far as a song sheet is concerned, as far as they are concerned, I'm not sure because they might have different points of view and so on. I do think we need to remain rather neutral and focus basically on, I would say, just the positives on what's going on. And in fact, we can very much be very proud of this process. It's done pretty well. On the song sheet preparation or the main message out there, we might have different points of view as well on some of the other processes of what's going on at ICANN. But I do believe that 99% of the time we'll probably be asked about this. I don't know. Yeah, I'm not quite sure how to proceed forward with building one of these, and I'm not even sure whether it's in, the mandate of this working group to do a song sheet. Maybe we could ask the CWG AENA and the CCWG Accountability to provide us a one-pager to where they think we are, which would be helpful for anyone who's and not just for us, but just to put it out there, a summary. And I believe there will probably be a statement of the CCWG Accountability at the end of this week to summarize on where they are and so on. So it might be a bit redundant on what we're trying to do. Okay, let's move on then, and let's go to the planning for our activities between Dublin and Marrakesh. As we know, the WESIS is ongoing, and there has been some very good work by ICANN staff and nation with the working group in being able to tap into our input and then do things with it. I'm not quite sure where we are on WESIS. I haven't followed the process at all, and of course it's going on as we speak. What do we expect after that based on what there has been so far? Nigel Higson.
Yes, thank you very much. And I'm not sure who's on the remote. Is Marilyn on the remote? I mean, she would be able to. It's rather early in New York, to say the least.
Although middle of the night.
She was in a call, on a call earlier. But so essentially, this week in New York, on Monday, there was the second open preparatory meeting or open consultation session where stakeholders were given the opportunity to give their views on the zero draft and how that should be amended or adjusted going forward. And then yesterday, today and tomorrow, there are intergovernmental sessions where stakeholders can also observe but not take part to discuss the zero draft. Yesterday morning, in New York, there was a session essentially where member states just gave their initial views on the zero draft, and as I understand today, they'll drill down into interplay in the zero draft paper. And as a result of the discussions this week, there'll be a further draft prepared for further discussions, and that draft come out in November. And so might well be available for discussion at the IGF. Certainly, the stakeholders are asking the UN Secretariat that stakeholders are given an opportunity to comment on that draft. So a sort of second draft before the final paper is prepared for the 15th. So I mean, things are on track. So some stakeholders were disappointed that the agenda for this week's discussion was somewhat amended at the last minute, so they had less opportunity with governments, but at least stakeholders are in the room. But hopefully we'll be able to give updates on calls that you scheduled, Mr. Chairman, as we move.
Very much, Nigel. Now, it's Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. Looking at December onwards, so 2016, what is the likely process beyond that? Or are we finishing with a full stop, the UNGA?
Thank you, Nigel Higson. Not at all, he says. So 2016. Well, we know some meetings on the schedule already. I mean, clearly some of these meetings are subject to what happens at the UN. But for instance, the CSTD, this is the Commission on Science and Technology for Development. They have their annual meeting in May, and they have an intersessional. That's always in Geneva. An intersessional meeting, which is going to take place in Budapest in the second week of January. And that will discuss the outcome from the New York session, and plan what CSTD plenary. As many of you know, the CSTD is responsible for crafting the ICT for development resolution that here at ECOSOC. So that's one component. Another component would be the WESIS forum, which the ITU have already planned. Again, that's possibly sub UN, but the WESIS forum is planned for May, and then in June. Next year, just before the ICANN meeting in Sorry, thank you, Mary. Just before the ICANN meeting in Panama, there's an OECD ministerial on the digital economy, which the technical community and civil society and business have an input to, and ICANN is part of the technical community. And our new CEO, the new CEO, whoever the new CEO is, will be invited to that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Nigel. You might need to cut down on the coffee that early in the morning. Okay, well, that's great. So the calendar of events actually is being built. We haven't had the chance to have it ready by this meeting, but with this input, and I guess we can work with, I believe, Marilyn Cade as well. We'll work on this and add to this, and now we have on the record forthcoming activities. The question to the group is, are we happy in the way that we're working at the moment with staff in order to be able to follow these processes? I know that in our last meeting, Peter had advanced the idea of actually being more proactive and perhaps writing papers in advance and so on. There was we couldn't find consensus at the time. There were other positions and other points of view there. So first, are we happy with the process by which we interact? And I would also ask Nigel as to whether what the community is providing and how much or how little it is doing, is that helpful to staff in being able to formulate an ICANN position? But then also the other way around, as far as the community is concerned, do you feel happy in the way that we're interacting as we are at the moment? I open the floor. It's a very open question.
I'll jump into the breach because Nigel's been so good about doing it on all the other items. I think one of the things we had thought about was certainly writing prison positions, but I think it was actually having a longer trajectory to our work so that we could actually keep things sort of in process and then build upon them. So maybe what we should do is look at some of the key meetings that are coming up in 2016, determine which ones we think might have an impact or we'd be interested in having a statement prepared for, and then start to put maybe a draft outline of some of the things we might address or talking points or something. But for me, I think it was a little bit more about a horizon and just looking at that and making that determination of where we're going to participate and what we might want to say, I think will give the work a little more direction. I have to say also, it's always the same relatively small number of people that participate in the work. Yet if you look at the CCWG list, there's a whole list of supporting organizations and names and participants and sponsors, and actually not many of the people that actually are here regularly are on the list. So maybe I just need to kind of reacquaint myself with what this working group was supposed to do, and, you know, are we meant to have support from all of those other agencies in ICANN? And if so, do we need to reach back out to them and get them to refresh their participation? Get better participation from a broader set of the constituencies here, I think we'll have more resources, more work, more relevance. But so there were a number.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman,
Peter, yeah, thanks, Lynn.
That last point was really Peter. Was really my starting point, and that staff has been going to these meetings and fighting these international fights and presenting the position for, you know, the entire life of ICANN. But until this working group got started, there hasn't been any link between that work and what the community thinks about any of that. So part of the process that I think should be created is a link, and this working group is that process. And it does require every now and then for the CCNSO and at large and maybe ESSAC and all the other components to have a look at some of these issues. And even if their answer is, we're not concerned about this, you carry on to the extent that it affects you, and that's a perfectly good response. That way, first of all, I think there will be a community-developed position, but much more importantly, staff, when they're abroad or at these things, can actually point to a multi-stakeholder model, developing a process and developing the position that they're standing there articulating. Now, it also does have the occasional impact that the community may have a slightly different view as to how the staff should behave at one of these sessions. But I think that should be a healthy debate. It's not a question of attempting to change or control or dominate or any of the other things which so much of the discussions at this place tend to get sort of imbued by. This is about creating a platform for international and internet governance engagement, and I think it's helpful for us to be able to point to a solidly built policy through a solidly built multi-stakeholder process. That's all. And we do that with everything else, and it shouldn't be too difficult to do it in this case.
Thanks for this, Peter. I think that I've got a very similar point of view to one that you've just emitted. The worth of this working group is that it actually does fill the gap between the community and staff on these wider internet governance positions. The concern I've had as a co-chair is, of course, the lack of involvement we have seen recently. I have asked informally many of the participants who were originally listed, and unfortunately it's all been down to the air being taken out of the room because of the CWG INA and the CCWG accountability. So we have to, in some way, we could say, well, you know, this is a temporary phase that we're going through at the moment. But you're very right. We should reestablish those links. Perhaps we should have a summary of the activities of the working group that we could send to all of the SO and AC chairs and let them know what this group has been up to and of all the processes that have been taking place. Because I know for a fact that they're also very much focused on INA stewardship transition, except the few that have a wider mandate, such as the ESSAC, for example. They've just done their bit, and afterwards, okay, that's dealt with. Peter Dengethrush.
Thanks, Chair. Peter here. Just a quick comment on that, and that is the air is always being sucked out of the room by some massive issue at ICANN. And anyone who thinks that that's not going to be the case going forward, I think, should opt and review the history of the first WSIS being sued by VeriSign, the new GTLD program. There is always a massive crisis, some of them existential, on which a lot of time and energy. But that doesn't stop other groups from carrying on with their work. And then the GNSO is carrying through a whole lot of work and looking at other issues, and some of them are even asking for a new GTLD round and so on. So there's no, yes, it does take away a lot of from the volunteer effort, but the way you deal with that is to be upfront and to keep going and to put the papers out and to require the groups. It's the squeaky wheel sort of management system. If you're not putting stuff back to these groups, calling them at meetings, asking why they weren't there, asking for their community's position on something and getting it onto their agendas, then it will slip away.
Thank you, Peter. What's your thought on having a summary of our activities then that we could push over to the SOs and ACs and ask for their feedback on this? Question for everyone here. Or should we be more provocative? Should we seek their input on saying, well, these are the thing that Nigel mentioned earlier, the different meetings, and Lynn, you were saying we should identify what we want to do in advance of all of these meetings. Nigel did identify the calendar, and we'll build the calendar in the next few weeks, so we'll be able to have all of the different things. I would imagine we will continue and follow up on WSIS. We'll obviously follow up on any ITU event that will take place. I'm not aware of any Plenipot or WICIT or any of the other wonderful acronyms that they have. But there obviously would be a follow-up with WSIS, since this is... There's going to be a crescendo in December, and then what afterwards? Obviously, there'll be an after work after. Lynn Santamore.
Thank you, Olivier. So I think it's a good idea to do a brief sort of pressy maybe on what we've done this year. If you calendar, you think about some of the inputs we have actually pulled together, the various presentations. I think that's interesting. I think pointing to the calendar and the events next year and the fact if we get a high-level timetable of the things we tend to participate in or have a position on, I think that will catch their interest. And I think we probably need to do a little bit of a campaign drive if you really want to make the participant list that's here that draws from all of the constituencies, you know, basically get them back into the room.
Peter?
Yes, I agree. I think a good governance process means that there should be a report at the end of the year's activities, and it should also include a highlighting or a forwarding, a forecasting of what's coming up. The other thing to avoid, with I was giving you my description of how to make these things work, you've got to avoid also crying wolf and trying to alert people when they get excited and then they find that it's not their issue, they can't do anything about it, or it's already been done. So to a certain extent, that would be the position for the meetings in New York. The positions on that have all been well established. Today is the day, or yesterday was whenever it was, Monday, is the day when members of the community can make submissions. And from now on, it's going to be difficult for people to actually do anything. So you don't want to be calling them to arms, getting them excited about an issue, only to find that, in fact, there is nothing that they can do. So focusing on, as Lynn says, on the next year's activities and starting to frame that for people so they understand why there should be an interest and what they might possibly be asked would be very helpful. Thanks.
Thank you, Peter. And your allusion to crying wolf just rang a bell with regards to each one of the processes that we've seen. 4 week at lots of movement everywhere. This is the end of the internet. Before WSIS plus 10, the end of the internet. It's often is waved around a little bit, but I think that's a good way forward. I must share a bit of a disappointment that I've had on our work, being due to overwork from everyone, me included. We had those WSIS contributions that were put into a table. Renate worked very, very well in putting these together, and I was hoping that we could collect some input from people who had read the contributions. They could do words neutrally as to what the contribution was about. I guess this kind of work needs a lead to be able to push this forward, a driver pushing it forward that spends a significant amount of time on this, pushing it forward. ISOC has managed to do exactly that, and even they couldn't cover everything. They just focused on the government on specific submissions. Or did they cover more than that? So I saw maybe the first version, which was only looking at specific submissions. But I suppose that they have paid staff that has spent a significant amount of time to be able to do this. So I guess when we had our calls, we might have been, we as in maybe I, mea culpa, might have been a little bit over enthusiastic as to thinking what we could do with the limited means that we do have. If you see any other way to do this and to be able to have some of this, because I must admit, I have read some contributions partly, and it was really sideways reading, and so not to an extent of being able to summarize anything. Lynn Sentamore.
Thank you, Chair. I think when we actually did the call, all for was there support for that activity? There was, I think, lukewarm support. And I think a few people approached it as sort of best efforts. I perhaps maybe need to be a little more cautious or thoughtful about things we take on. And maybe in that instance, we should have just said, we're going to use one of our sister organizations' set of papers and let's drive discussions on the topics instead. So rather than spinning our wheels to try and do something probably less thorough than what a bunch of paid staff did over several months, that we could have taken that, built on it, and actually had the discussions in this room about what it meant to ICANN. So maybe we just need to be a little more thoughtful about, you know, other work we pull in and we ourselves commit to.
Thank you, Lynn. Olivier Crépin-Leblanc speaking. I did speak to Constance Baumler about this, and she was very positive about being able to collaborate and share the ISOC input. I'm not sure whether we have sent the link to the ISOC work in the CCWG's. We did. Oh, okay, yeah. Okay, so that I guess was very helpful indeed. And so I do note that Constance was quite positive about this, and we might be able to do this in the future, maybe at an earlier stage, a bit more upstream, rather than doing it at the very last moment. Any other suggestions on this? I do note also that we are 4 minutes beyond the allocated time, so we're going to probably have to break off and then follow up afterwards. We have made some good progress. Any other business, really? Any other questions or comments before we move on? We're set for our public session. Bill Drake has been doing very good work also with the community, well, with the different people that are taking part, and with Nigel. So we shouldn't really have any concerns about the public session we'll have tomorrow. Hopefully, we will have enough people there. And that's it. So thanks very much. And Peter, yes?
No, I was just going to say thank you, Chair. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you. This meeting is adjourned.